With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. Nestled between the music scenes of Santa Cruz and Monterey, Seaside can be overlooked as a place to go for dinner and a concert. But one Seaside native has been working to change that through word of mouth. KAZU's Dylan Music met Joe Velasquez at The Venue. It's a place that pairs small musical performances with community-building meals.
So here we are. This is The Venue.
Yeah, welcome to The Venue.
And it looks like right here I see is like a school in the front here.
Yes, we have a Montessori school that we run here.
By day, The Venue is a Montessori school called Auburn House, run by Joe Velasquez and his wife Auburn. But by night, once a month, the school transforms into a concert space Velasquez calls, somewhat ironically, The Venue. We walk around the outside play area.
Is this the space where the music happens?
We actually have two places out here. We have the big stage, where we have this huge gazebo, and we have this little area in here where we have some smaller acts. Sometimes we have just a guitar player that's in, make him a little more intimate. And then we have the indoors.
That's when,
towards the winter, when it gets a little colder.
Yeah. How and why did you create the venue? How did that come about?
Just my whole life has always been around music. I worked with the Monterey Jazz Fest and the Monterey Blues Fest and all types of other local festivals. And so I've always wanted to have something special where the community can be a part of it and also we can keep music alive.
And the potlucks, with most of the concerts you do here, there's like a potluck that comes beforehand where people bring their own food and it usually has a theme.
Well, the magic is the potluck. People feel a part of the venue when they bring something to share with other people. And it's amazing just some of the things that have happened. One time there was a gentleman who brought a gallon of milk. He said, "This is all I had." I put it on ice and later on, about 20 minutes later, somebody came with 2 dozen cookies. So people can go around and meet each other and also meet the artist and get a picture with them. Something that they don't get to do when they go to bigger venues.
Yeah. So the acts you have perform here, they must like to have these intimate musical spaces. And I think it goes really well with the potluck theme.
Their whole value of the house concerts is that somebody's actually listening to their lyrics. This is more of an intimate atmosphere that they really enjoy the camaraderie and the clapping and the listening. And so it's a real respect. And the great thing about it is that once we get people to come, usually they'll come back. And also, too, there's a lot of new people that are coming in.
It might have to do with kind of word of mouth, people talking about how great of time they've had at these experiences.
Absolutely. You know, word of mouth is the best because you have somebody who has experienced it and they invite somebody.
What would you like to see develop here? Do you want to see more of some of the things that you're doing, kind of spreading this artistic vibe throughout the city?
Well, I think one of the most important things that we always like to do is to let people know that we're trying to keep music alive. We're trying to grow community here with the arts and music, and it's amazing just to see the talent out there, and we want to be a part of that, and we want to welcome people to come.
That's Joe Velasquez, founder of The Venue in Seaside. The Venue launches its 11th season in May. Its first performance of the year will be singer-songwriters Willa Mamet and Paul Miller on Saturday, May 5th. The potluck will have a Mexican theme. You can find more details on our website, kazu.org. I'm Dylan Music, and this is KAZU News.
What has happened down here? Everything have changed. Wind come in from the north, and it started to rain.